Good morning, and a happy Thursday. Great day ahead for all of us. And you know me, I'm going to tell you to make the most of the hours that are ahead of us, whether you're very busy with work, with children, in the home on your own, or whatever the circumstances that surround you, make this a great day. Steve's thought for the day on this Thursday morning, Ness.
Morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Thursday morning. This morning we're going to take a look at Matthew 7:7-8 in the NIV, and what a great scripture this is. It's headed Ask, Seek, Knock, and you've probably heard it before, but for those who may be listening and haven't, then I hope you enjoy this scripture. It reads, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks the door will be opened." Wow, there are just so many great promises in the above scripture, and all are true. Now I'm going to try and dissect these into the three promises Jesus says, but starting in reverse order, if I may. So, the one who knocks the door will be opened. In my previous podcast, I talked about we have a choice as to how we live our lives, whether we choose to follow God through Jesus, his Son, and have the promises of eternal life and now, which comes from John 14:6, or not. And here Jesus says, if you stand at the door and knock, it will be opened. Did you note the word will? Not maybe, or if you try harder, or if only you keep all of my commandments. But he says, it will be opened. So to everybody, regardless of age, colour or creed, there is no selective invitation. All are worthy. This is so unlike many other religions, isn't it? Where they have to live a certain way or follow certain religious customs to be accepted into heaven. We can come with nothing to offer, all of our brokenness, and God will still open the door. What a gracious God. There is a great painting by Holman Hunt, and it depicts exactly this. Jesus standing on the outside of the door with overgrown weeds and thistles, which represents our life to date. But there's only a handle on the inside of the door. There's no handle on the outside. And that's because we have to open the door and let Jesus in. If you get a minute, have a Google it and have a little look and see, because it'll portray what I'm trying to share with you. Seek and you will find is the second part. To me, this is the overriding significance of coming into relationship with God. Beyond the opening of the door and entering into his kingdom and promise of eternal life, he wants to know you and me today. He wants to walk daily with us as his friend through his spirit, so we can understand his will for our lives and what our purpose is. Now, I've come to learn that to have a relationship with God is the same as having a relationship with your husband, your wife, your son or daughter. You know, you have to spend time with him, listening and speaking, so we can understand one another and grow a relationship that has compassion, love and a sense of belonging. I don't think my husband and I would have a very good relationship if I just kept talking at him and not listening, although he might actually say I do that anyway. And the third bit is ask and you shall have. There are many scriptures that reflect how God wants us to ask. Philippians 4:7. And he is interested in our physical and emotional needs. But I've learned over time that God knows our circumstances already and he wants to bless us, but he always has one request, and that's seek the kingdom of God first and all will be given to you. That's Matthew 6:33. And of course, this doesn't mean materialistic things. It means the riches of life, the fruits of the Spirit, as we're taught about in Galatians 5:22, which reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control." And these are things, of course, that money cannot buy. And I like spending and I like shopping. And they may fulfil a little bit of joy and happiness for a day, but they certainly don't replace a lifetime of joy. And we can have that with God and all the riches that life has to offer when we have a relationship with Him. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that today those who don't know You will ask, seek and knock. Lord, that they will come to find that there is so much more to life that can be offered through You than at the hands of our own choices and things that we try to self-fulfill our life by purchasing this and that. And Lord, those things don't sustain us, but You do. And I pray, Lord, that they will come to You and seek Your glory and Your love and Your kindness. And I ask this in Your precious name. Amen.
Ness, fantastic, thank you. Ask, seek, knock. Originally the words of Jesus that Ness has put into great form and challenge there for all of us. So carpe diem, make a great day, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.